We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, good morning, and thanks for being here today on a beautiful day. And you look at our backdrop here with the athletic fields, and that's our purpose today, to talk about something that not a lot of people talk about that is becoming more and more of a problem over the years. But before I actually get to our proposed legislation, I'll introduce myself. I'm Senator Pat Gallivan, and I'm joined by Assemblyman William Conrad, and a number of individuals behind us that represent sports officials in various sports. We have Eric Guzdek and Gary Cutler with the New York State Amateur Hockey Association, Brad Waltz from the Northtown Center, and Frank Albert from Performance Hockey. So we look at the beginning of the season, the outdoor sports season, but this is applicable year-round when kids and families and adults in recreation leagues come out and participate in various sports. And one of the things that all of these sports have in common is the sports officials, the umpires, the referee, the other officials who are part of the game to try to ensure that the rules are fairly and properly enforced and that the activity is safe for everybody involved. Unfortunately, though, across the country and here in Western New York, too many officials have become victims of harassment or assault, especially in recent years. There's an organization called the National Association of Sports Officials. They conducted a survey a couple of years ago of more than 17,000 referees, umpires, various sports officials across the board, across the country, and found that 48% of male officials reported they felt unsafe or feared for their safety because of the behavior of a participant, a coach, parent, spectator. Some 45% of female officials felt the same. So Assemblyman Conrad and I are trying to deal with this through legislation. We're trying to deal with three particular areas. First, elevating penalties for harassment of a sports official. Second, elevating penalties for the assault of a sports official. And perhaps the most important part of it of all is requiring the state education department to put together educational materials that will ultimately be required to be distributed at the beginning of the season for all leagues, whether it's amateur, whether it's the little leagues, whether it's interscholastic, and yes, even professional, it would apply to that. So I'm thrilled that the Assemblyman recognizes that this is a problem. I appreciate the fact that these gentlemen are standing behind us today, and we want to point out, we did a little bit earlier, of course, men and women are officiating in all sports. This applies equally across the board, both as far as trying to protect the individuals and to ensure that they're not harassed. Before we move on and open it up to questions, I'd ask the Assemblyman to say a few words.
Thank Senator Galvin for having me here today in sunny West Seneca. It's a beautiful day here at Fireman's Park. The harassing, abusive behavior that Senator Galvin and I are hoping to address with this bill, unfortunately, I've witnessed it firsthand. Some of the parents and spectators at my 10-year-old son's hockey games have taken things, in some cases, too far, beyond offering spirited support from the stands. I've seen the verbally and physical threat and intimidation refs face because of calls they didn't agree with. And when the competition is higher stakes at scholastic, collegiate, or even professional levels, the risk to official safety can even be greater. You add in sports gambling, you can imagine what's going on in the stakes at that level. No official should feel endangered by a fan, player, coach when they're simply doing the job they were enlisted to do. The rise in harassment and assaults, as Senator Galvin points out, against sports officials is also leading to a shortage of people willing to take on this role. We all can face that we have a teacher shortage coming, but we're also facing officials shortage, where we can't get decent people to come out and ref these. We're relying on coaches or parents at the last minute. It's becoming a problem, and we want to have that opportunity available. My friend, retired rugby official Pat Laskowski, he and I had reffed together for years, says it best: the magic of sports comes from the camaraderie and respect that's displayed in times of immense pressure. And that's what we're trying to promote here. I will say that a lot of our schools already do what the senator's asking, but we're asking it to expand beyond the schools into the amateur league and beyond into professional, and I think that's well called for. So again, officials are an important part of creating that magic, and I'll be honest with you, they deserve better protection under the law. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill. Before I open it to questions, I just want to share a story or two. When we introduced this, I ended up getting a few calls in the last few days from police officers, some that I had worked with, some retired, that also officiate, and they shared some of the stories. The one in particular I want to share with you. Now think of this. This is at an under 14 girls softball league that after the game, well, during the game, one individual in the stands, a parent of one of the players, was harassing the umpire throughout the game. And after the game, people had to physically stop him from banging on the umpire's car and trying to get inside to go after him, to settle like men. We've got the screaming and yelling that takes place. We know of assaults that have taken place in amateur leagues where the players have actually turned on the officials and gone after them. It's certainly unacceptable. But instances like this happen across the country, and they happen here in Western New York, and there really is no place for it. So we're happy to open it up to questions. The people here representing other officials are also available for questions any that you may have. And then I do know that there is interest in a different topic. We'll complete this, and then we can address other topics afterwards. Okay? So questions. I think it's both. I think it's reaction to a problem and trying to do something about it. That's the penalty part of it. But there is a very proactive part. We don't want it to happen. You hope that the penalties are a deterrent. The education part is the proactive part of it.
I would say absolutely at all levels. And the reality is, you know, oftentimes as a referee, you're not doing it for the pay, you're doing it for the love of the sport. You know, a lot of folks that I worked with as a wrestling coach, they came back because they love the sport of wrestling, they love the sport of rugby or whatever, baseball, and they want to make sure that the game was played safely. When you're getting harassed, I've seen literally, and it happened to me, I've seen people get chased to their cars with people with the lawn chairs folded up trying to swing at them. I mean, this is getting out of hand. So back to your question about reactive versus proactive. Yes, proactive on the education part, but there's got to be some teeth here to say as a society that this isn't warranted or accepted. And that's where I'm here to support that legislation.
And you bring up that question, like, points to, a classical type of harassment that takes place that is just so out of line. So I'll relay a story I had with somebody in the last few days talking about their son, who aged out of playing Little League baseball and maybe 13 or 14 years old, could make a little bit of extra money officiating. Starts officiating, 8-9 year olds, I don't even know the exact age, but this young man's 13, 14 years old and getting yelled at by parents and saying, this just isn't worth it. So absolutely that is a problem, as well as some of the other things that we've heard. This is at all levels, no question.
What type of
So harassment, so we'll just talk about the harassment part of it. It creates a section entitled Aggravated Harassment of a Sports Official, and it takes harassment in general terms as normally a violation. This elevates it to a Class B misdemeanor. And the typical assault of an individual where with intent to injure somebody, you cause the injury, that's typically a misdemeanor. This will elevate it to a felony.
Where is the line drawn as far as somebody in the stands, hey, ref, you need glasses, that, you know, those type of comments. But where is the line drawn?
That's really, it's the age-old question. We have judges and we have the discretion of police officers that ultimately will determine that. But what I would say is that it falls in, we're not creating a new law in this sense. We're not creating a new law of harassment, a new law of aggravated harassment or assault. It's been established when the line is crossed. There can be a fine line. I think this would just be my own opinion. These guys might share something else. I think when it goes from being a spectator to becoming personal and overbearing, when you do a little bit more than what everybody else near you thinks is acceptable. But that is an issue that with the harassment, aggravated harassment laws in general that has been dealt with over the years. And I'm very confident that this will fall right in line with that and the courts will be able to be a good arbiter of that.
If I may add, I would say that a lot of the incidents that we're talking about here today are after the game, where they're followed to their car, you know, where the incident, you know, they're harassed after, they're visited at their home, because that person is so incensed to what happened. So, you know, the jovial, you're blind kind of thing is one thing, you know, that's due course. But that what we're seeing is people going beyond that. It's that I'm going to follow you to your car, I'm going to wait for you out in the hallway kind of scenario that we're seeing. And I think that kind of ties into that.
And while we already have harassment laws and assault laws, they haven't proven to be a sufficient deterrent as it relates to sports officials, so hence the elevated penalties.
So the hope is for this not only to protect the current officials here, but also to kind of redevelop the kind of shelving of just officials in general, just getting more youth to be more encouraged to be able to do it and not have to face those fears of being harassed.
Yes, and I'm really glad the Assemblyman brought that up. That also, when we were putting this legislation together from the various organizations that came forward, that was equally important to them that there's a problem, that there is a shortage at all levels and in all sports because of the problems associated with it. So that should be just as much emphasized as us trying to deter this activity or this type of behavior, rather.
Would any of the gentlemen behind you care to comment on anything that you've seen, any examples? If you don't mind stepping up to the podium and detailing.
So from
let me know which one you are.
Sure. I'm Eric Guzdek. I'm with New York State Amateur Hockey Association. I also work for the town of Amherst at the Northtown Center. I know Senator Galvin shared stories and anecdotes, but the problem that we're having is recruitment and retention. You hit the nail on the head. There's not young athletes that are aging out of the game that want to come in because they see people becoming verbally abusive. I have a friend within New York State Amateur Hockey who his son didn't think the game was for him, but he thought, hey, why not give reffing a chance? So the dad went to the game with the son, reffing his first game, and the parent became verbally abusive in the crowd. So this referee parent went and sat next to him and said, hey, which number is your kid? Oh, it's that one over there. Oh, who's your kid? Mine's the official. So older officials are aging out. We don't have younger officials coming in through the game. That has an effect on overall how many adult hockey league games can be scheduled. If there's no officials, sometimes they have to be canceled. It puts a burden on the limited amount of officials that are in the game, having to ref too many games. So it has an effect all the way down from not being able to host a game, not having an official, cancellation of ice time, nobody coming up on that side of the sport. I'm gonna turn that over to Gary Cutler. Gary is the referee in chief for the West section of New York State Amateur Hockey, so I think he has more information on numbers.
Gary, how critical has the shortage pre-pandemic, we normally got 2,100 officials for ice hockey in New York State. In West Section here in the Buffalo area, we would have somewhere around 470. And in Rochester, we would have somewhere around 270. This past year, we've had about 1,300 in New York State, 130 around in Rochester, and 325 here in the Buffalo area. So it's substantial. And as Eric said, there are games that are being canceled because we just don't have the officials. And Mr. Albert will tell you right off, he's probably one of the biggest hit ones in adult hockey that guys are there's no officials out there for them to officiate. I've seen videos this past year and the years before of assaults by coaches to officials, parents to officials, players to officials, not only just verbal but also physical. And we've been losing about 47% of all new officials every year. Normally we get about 120 brand new officials every year coming through in the Buffalo area, and 47 of them leave. You know, you can't sustain the numbers that way and be able to, and especially now with more and more hockey being played throughout the country, and especially here in Western New York, we just don't have the numbers to satisfy the games, and they got to go without officials, and that's not good. We want everybody to enjoy.
So with this bill that's being proposed, how can you utilize this to be able to persuade more officials to either join the ranks, or even for the ones that did leave, maybe to get them to try to come back and officiate games again?
Well, I think if they have a sense of somebody's got their back, that's going to help tremendously, and in this bill it will, because now we can have them arrested. Also, the other part of the bill is education. We need to change a culture of parents and coaches towards officials throughout whatever sport it is. And I think the education part is really key on this whole thing, is once we get that culture changed where, you know, parents, especially parents, realize that officials do make mistakes, just like their kids. Coaches realize that officials make mistakes, just like their players do. I think we'll be better off, and we need a conversation amongst everybody to talk about it and to get things going so that we're all on the same playing field and knowing that that game is for the kid and not for mom or dad or the official or the coach.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.